This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
What's happening in my garden? That's what we're talking about today is Alexander's garden. Alexander is my three-year-old grandson. And this is not just for the young attackers, this little gardening bit. It's also for those who are... I've got a bit of a balcony garden, so it could be quite easily just popped onto a balcony there, no problem at all. Or it could be those who are a bit transitory in their living arrangements. Won't go there. Anyway, what I did, I mentioned a few plants last week that I was going to do, and what I did, I got a large plastic pot. When I bought my mulberry tree, there was a big pot left over, so I'm using that one, and also bought a large rectangular plastic tub. You know those huge ones you get from the hardware stores? They're about $5 or $6. They're not too expensive. Then I got the garden fork and put a few holes in the big tub. I had fun doing that. I filled up them both with potting mix without the help of Alexander this time, because he can get sort of fumes and stuff from those from the potting mix, and that's not very healthy. So, of course, I was quite careful, but you never know with a three-year-old what they can get into. I had a plastic tray left over from the seedlings. I got little punnets of seedlings, and they gave it to me on a plastic tray, so I kept that plastic tray. Now, the plants I bought and used, the seedlings, I got a punnet of tomatoes. What I did, I kept a couple of those myself as backup in case the ones that Alexander grows doesn't quite happen. I got a punnet of pumpkin seeds, half for me, half for Alexander, and a punnet of petunias, so that's the plants that I bought. Now, Alexander and I planted the strawberries into the round tub. Got a couple of strawberry plants there as well, because he loves strawberries. And then we planted the tomatoes into the larger tub. Now, the carrot seeds and the sunflower seeds we planted and spread into the tray. So that's just to keep them a little bit separate. Now, what I'm going to do with the sunflower seeds, I'm going to put them at the back of a garden bed that's just behind where I've put the tubs. I kept some seeds and put them in a tray at my place. Once again, the backup. The petunias are in the front, and they're in the ground, not in the tub. So I've put them in work quite well in a tub too. Now, the pumpkin seedlings, I've put in some soil because they're going to sort of wind their way around a bit, so they need a bit of room. So and once again, backup plants at my place. Now, the watering of the seeds is important. The seeds needs to be watered probably every day or two, and in a reasonably sunny spot, not full sun, not too much problem with that these days. But the actual seedling, little plants, should be okay because we've had a lot of rain. Now, when watering, especially with the new seedlings and the new seeds and so on, use a fine rose watering can when watering, and be gentle. Now, Alexander and I had a little watering can, and he watered them all very nicely with the gentle rose on the watering can. They will grow. Next week, hopefully, there'll be some progress, especially with the seeds. I'll let you know. Now, check your roses just around your own garden there. Check your roses and other similar plants for aphids. A couple of mine were very heavily infested, and I'm getting them early with a spray, with a herbicidal spray. Now, I'm getting some lovely roses already. Some have come out, and most are in bud, so I've got some inside already. They look just lovely. So, if you want to know more about things that happen in previous episodes of What's Happening in My Garden, you can go to the Joy website for the podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next Tuesday.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
So Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.